From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Today is Thursday, September 25th at 8:55, and we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And grain futures are slightly higher this morning, which is unusual for me to say that because we've seen pressure most of the week. However, there was some news out this morning that Argentina has already reached its $7 billion goal to sell grains into the export market without their hefty 25% export tariff. So it'll be interesting to see. Argentina is thought to have sold on the bean side 4.5 million metric tons of beans, with about 2.5 million metric tons of that going to China. Be interesting to see what happens now that those tariffs are back in place. We do have a hogs and pigs report that comes out after the close today. It's going to be important to look at because there's a lot of talk that the livestock feed has been overstated on the corn supply demand sheets. And next Tuesday, we get a grain stocks report. We'll be able to see how many bushels of corn were left at the end of the marketing year. We did have export bookings today, pretty darn good on the corn side of things, not so good on beans or wheat. Right now, we see the December corn futures at 425 and three quarters, that's a penny and a half higher. March at 442 and three quarters, up a penny and three quarters, and new crop December, 462 and three quarters, that's a penny and one quarter higher. On the November beans, we're at 10.14 and three quarters. That's up 5 3/4. January at 10.33 and three quarters, up 5 1/4. And new crop November at 10.63 and three quarters is 2 cents higher. The bean meal is the laggard, down about $1.40 on the nearby October. Bean oil up just a little bit, about 25 ticks. On the wheat side of things, we're a nickel higher in Chicago December wheat at 524.5. We've got new crop July at 564.5. That's up 4. It'll be interesting to see how wheat seedings continue to take place. On the livestock side of things, we do have the September feeders going off the board today. They're the market that's higher, but the October feeders at 356.72 is up down $2.90, and the November's at 355.25, down $2.55. The AUK cattle, 232.70, that's down $1.35, and the DEES at 235.35 is down $1.47. October live hogs, 99.75, up 32. Remember that those AUK hogs pushed over $100. On Tuesday, on kind of a surprise rally. We do have this hogs and pigs report. Look for the numbers to come out at around 100% in all three categories. So no expansion taking place there in the hogs, just like in the cattle. We've got November crude oil futures at 64.15. That's down 84 cents. And we've got the gold futures lower, gold and copper lower, but the silver a little higher. Dollar index up 0.38 at 97.91. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.